Hey, y'all.
¿Qué lo que?
I'm so glad.
I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, man, I was driving to, every time I drive to your apartment, I'm like, oh, wow, what's that? Oh, wow, what's that? Oh, wow, what's that? And then I will say I also get comments on my driving because of that. Sometimes I don't pay attention to the actual road because I'm too busy looking at other things around me. I think I'm a much better passenger than I am.
Driver.
A driver sometimes because of that.
That's funny.
It's like
I'm going to need you to be safe on the road, Liz.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to need you to pay attention.
I got like ADD on the road, like behind the wheel. It just like kicks in. I'm like, ooh. But it's a good thing I drive a yellow Jeep so people can see me.
Yeah, a mile away. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Hey Y'all, Que Lo Que. So this time around, first we want to make sure that that we thank y'all for listening to us up until this point, specifically because a lot of our earlier episodes, 1 through 8, the teaser and everything, you were really getting to know us, and you were really getting to know the things that that matter to us culturally. Liz shared a whole lot of things, and we talked about pretty much how we grew together and where we grew to. And now that you all know who we are, what we want to do is focus on a place that means a lot to us. Right, Liz?
Yeah, and that's, y'all, that's Atlanta.
this Cats is, out the bag.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Were we supposed to leave him on the edge of their seat?
Oh, no. It just wasn't a surprise. It's just Atlanta means a lot to us.
No, yeah, it does. It definitely means a lot to us. It's where Bernard and I basically grew up. I mean, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like where I
grew up. I denied it for a long time. A long time I denied it. And then I accepted it, like, later on.
Exactly. And then we both, it's also really nice because in a way we're kind of rediscovering it since we just moved back, like, from New York to Atlanta. And Bernard has the luxury of, like, living in Decatur, which is in the loop of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then, even though I'm on the south side, when Bernard and I were really close in high school, I actually got him to venture out a lot into Atlanta. But we want to focus on 3 things within the city. We want to focus on art. We want to focus on food and drink. And then we also are going to focus on the people that we meet along the way.
Oh, yeah. No. Thanks for that, Liz. The goal is really to uncover some of the hidden gems around the city. Lots of folks talk about what they want to do when they get to Atlanta. Hey, I'm coming to your city. Hey, we need to get around the city or whatever. You gonna host me? And some people just be inviting themselves over to my house. I don't know about you, Liz, but I'm like, okay, well, let me show you, you know, what you can and can't do. And then hopefully we can help some other folks that might be coming in and, you know, look past, you know, Expedia.com, you know what I mean? As far as looking for stuff to do in Atlanta.
Like, yeah, we have the largest aquarium in the world, but come on now, y'all want to go somewhere that's more special than that. Like, so
yeah,
our goal is to find some hidden gems.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to look at those hidden gems from an art perspective, from a food and drink perspective, and from a people perspective, because those are some things that that Elizabeth and I really, really love getting into. So with that being said, we should tell y'all what we did and where we went. So this past week, we wanted to really start with something that was very, very local. Liz was talking about Decatur, the neighborhood that I live in. It's in East Atlanta, inside of the perimeter, well, the part that I live in North Decatur. And it's really just, it's been my neighborhood for the past 4 years or so. I've been here for a good little minute when I moved back from New York. And it's been a treat. I told Liz about this Ethiopian spot nearby. And it's like a lot of places in Atlanta, But, you know, Liz actually had something else to say about where we ended up going.
Yeah. So we were going to go to the Ethiopian spot. And those of you who are not from Atlanta, one thing about probably almost like just places in general in the South, especially places that are family owned, you don't really know their hours until you actually physically drive by there.
Knock like, on the door.
Yeah, like, don't necessarily always trust the website.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, so the Ethiopian spot was closed. So we were like, okay, huh, well, let's try something else. And I had actually seen this place on, what is it, on Covington Highway. I was driving to Bernard's apartment, and I was doing, you know, my little, like, look outside the windows, not at the road situation, which was not good. But I found this awesome place, and it's called My Parents' Basement. Mm-hmm. And it caught my eye. It's like, it looked like a, I don't know, like almost like an old Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember those, like, Pizza Hut, like, in the 90s with the dark, the real dark roof and the dark, like, red color on the outside. It looked like the building was made of wood. Very classic look.
Yeah. And all I remember seeing on the sign, it just said, beer, comic books, my parents' Sold. Basement. And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, so we ended up going there, and we'll tell you guys about that. And then we went and saw some graffiti in the graffiti ruins of Medlock Park.
Yeah, exactly. So first what we did was we decided to go to Medlock Park, which is in Decatur. It's in the North Druid Hills area. I don't know if folks are familiar with how familiar you are with Decatur, but the Emory University is located in North Druid Hills. It's a fairly affluent area, but it's kind of like on the it's on the edges of gentrification, depending on which direction you go in. So there's a mixed bag of stuff, you know. So but Medlock Park is just like a lot of other parks in Atlanta, And Liz actually really was the one who brought this to my attention, being born and raised here. But she said, what'd you say, Liz? You said...
I said, every park in Georgia, they should have this. They need some rundown railroad tracks and a good creek. I'm telling you, I love a good creek. We were walking around the park and I just remember seeing the creek. And not a river, y'all. I don't need... like a big old, like, wide mouth river. No, we need a creek. We need rocks, big rocks, little rocks. I need a sandy beach. And then you also kind of have to have that little spot where it's like a little river. See, I'm envisioning this all in my head. And it has to smell like a creek. You guys know what creek smells like. If you don't, go find a park in Georgia, get close to the creek and go like this. I promise you, it has a smell.
Oh yeah.
And this park had those two things.
Yeah, classic. I mean, classic, very classic park in Atlanta, around the Atlanta area. And it's a really dope park, because it's actually there's a walkway, a community. It was obviously constructed, but the community had a lot of role in constructing these wooden planks that kind of guide you on this trail through the park. It's very, very, very cool. And so I used to live down the street, and when I would walk on the trail, I would look through the trees when it was still warm. That's the only time that I'm ever out there. I would look through the trees, and I would see some graffiti through some of the leaves. I mean, I would also see that there were some folks tagging the side of some of the bridges and things like that on the trail. But from a distance, I could see something a little bigger. I couldn't really make it out because the leaves were blocking the view. But when Liz and I went out there to explore, we picked a really good time in the middle of winter because there were no leaves on the trees, and we could see straight through clear as day. And so, you know, we realized that there's actually a pretty clear path to get back there. And just like we've done since, what, since like high school, middle school?
Yeah,
we ventured school. Through the woods.
That's right. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
We ventured through the woods, this time with shoes on, because we used to do it barefoot. We ventured through the woods, and we made our own little adventure out of it. And so we came across these, what Liz refers to as, what is it, the graffiti ruins
the graffiti
of Medlock
ruins.
Park?
Yes, the graffiti ruins of Medlock Park. It is. It's just like graffiti. Yeah, it's ruins.
Buildings that have, or like some small, like kind of, not buildings, but they're like smaller, maybe like brick structures. Like they look like they might have been small homes or something. They just kind of fell apart over years and years of being deteriorated and all kinds of stuff. You know, and one of them actually had this really long wall, this really wide wall that had a stretch of this of someone who tagged this graffiti that had sort of like the style of the New York subway trains, you know, where you have those bright neon colors, the deep bright blues or turquoise, and then you have like a strong yellow outline, and it stretches really, really, really wide across the whole cart. Very, very, very cool stuff. I mean, we went and saw like a water reservoir, and folks had, they tagged the side of that, even though there are plenty of signs telling you not to come in. But if you're doing graffiti, you're not exactly following the rules. You know what I mean? So, but it was very, very, very cool.
I think what makes that place special though, is like, it seems like it's been preserved for people who probably have murals and street art around Atlanta to like almost like go practice. It's almost like they're the only ones that know. Like when we went over there, it didn't feel like it was what they were doing was wrong. Felt like it was like those ruins, like the rundown brick structures. It almost felt like that was like their canvas in the woods that was like reserved for them. It's really cool. If you all get a chance, definitely go check it out. Venture out.
I want to really quickly go back to what you were saying about that area kind of being protected. Guys, this isn't a remote like trail. You know what I mean? This is a very clean and well manicured trail that you can walk through, you know. And there's all this graffiti like a little deep into the woods. People know that it's there. It almost feels like it's being a little like it's like a zone, like a protected area or something like that for folks who just want to go out there and like practice some of their graffiti. And some of, you know, some of the work that we saw was tagged with some of the with some Instagram handles and things like that. And, you know, it looked like some folks are just getting out there and, you know, stretching their legs, so to speak, and getting some practice in, which looks very cool. You might see something start out there and end up in the Croc Street Tunnel. I mean, who knows?
Dang, now I just kind of want to keep talking about that because, like, you're talking about how it's, like, this protected area. Mm-hmm. And it really does feel like that. And it's really special that exists. I hope it exists in other cities. I think it's awesome that it does here in Atlanta. Because there used to be a spot before Georgia, and this is a little off topic, but Georgia State bought this property, and that's actually where the Georgia State, I think, football stadium is now. And it felt like that. And it felt like this protected area of these ruins. And I mean, it was a huge space where it was just graffiti. And I remember just the city being heartbroken when Georgia State brought it because they had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they bought the property. So it's, I hope maybe that could be something that we could do too, is we can venture out and try to find these little like protected areas.
Yeah.
Where people can like do graffiti that's not necessarily on like the street art mural.
the living walls type stuff. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing. Yeah. I think that'd be really cool. Cause it was a lot of fun. You know, you can tell, you could see like the difference in skill level when you were over there. You know what I mean? Like you saw some stuff that looked more like elementary and then you saw some really elaborate type stuff. I mean, it was very, very, very cool. Yep. So that was cool. And then we went to, so we started out with this hidden gem that I found. And funny enough, we moved on to a hidden gem that Elizabeth found.
Yeah. So as I was saying earlier, the place that we went to, it's called My Parents' Basement. You guys, it is super awesome. It's the place that kind of looks like a Pizza Hut. And then I'll explain to you why it looks like a Pizza Hut in just a second. First off, they had excellent COVID regulations, you guys.
Yeah. They did that.
Super, super safety. So as you walk up, they have this great, fantastic, like, porch covered patio area, which, you know, thank God for places like that in Atlanta. It's so awesome. And they don't, like, you can't sit inside or drink at the bar or anything, but there's a guy who's like standing at a table just waiting to serve you. The menu's on the table. And then you have a seat in the patio, which it's covered. There's fireplaces. There's like people putting the wood in the fireplaces. Like guests were doing that. It was very, very homey. So hats off to them. I just had to shout out that. But yeah, so it's a fairly new spot. It's 6 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that a lot of that might be why I may never have heard of it before or noticed it, because a lot of those, like, I go to a lot of the video game bars around Atlanta. Like, there's one in Roswell that's pretty popular. There's one in off of Edgewood that's really popular. I think that's Joystick. There is, like, the Reverie, which is a virtual reality bar. But a lot of those spots have been around for a good minute. I've even actually been to Macon and been to the video game bar down there. But a lot of those spots have been around for a minute. You know what I mean? This, not only does it look like this spot doesn't get a whole lot of shine and they haven't been around very long, you wouldn't be. I drive past it all the time and I've never noticed it. Like, you know, it's just the sign, like the location is really obscure. It's like across the street from some train tracks. And, you know, it's on a road that might be busy on certain times of the day, but not really almost ever, you know, so it's pretty dope. So, I mean, with 6 years, you know, hopefully they continue to grow in popularity. There was a good amount of people that were there when we went, you know, like Liz was saying. It was a very, very dope spot.
So the coolest thing about it, is not only is it a bar, but like I said, it's got comic books. They sell graphic novels. I mean, they have boxes and boxes of these comic books too, you guys. They sell
full sets.
Yeah, full sets. And then it's like pinball machine galore. I don't know. They probably have like 10 or 15 pinball machines inside that place.
This is how obsessed they are. I'm sorry to cut you off, Liz, but I've got to mention this. Me and Liz, we walk in, we're walking around. Liz is like, oh man, I know that graphic novel over there. You know, and I was like, really? Oh, okay. All right, cool. So Liz goes and she's checking out the graphic novel, and I'm making my way around the pinballs. And there's this guy who's just like going at it. You hear all the clinking, the balls rolling around all over the place. You know, the thing is lighting up. And I've never personally been into pinball machines like that, but I am like enthralled because I'm like, this dude knows what the hell he's doing. And so there's another guy that floats over. And I forgot what his name was, but he's like, oh no, you're not gonna do it, man. You're not gonna do it. And then he finished. He's like, oh man, dude, he broke the record. He broke the record. And like they're all going on about how this guy broke the record on this random pinball machine that's been there for like, I think they said like, what is it, like 4 years or something like that? Like he broke like some 4-year record. Come to find out, that was the owner.
Yeah.
Like, owner's over there on the other side, like, killing everybody's, like, high score on all the pinball machines. I thought that was pretty
Seriously, cool. What a dream. And it's, I mean, it was a dream, actually, you guys. We asked the guy, we're like, hey, so what did this place used to be? Because it doesn't, like, it looks like there was definitely something here before this. Like, we could definitely tell it wasn't a new building. And he's like, oh, well, it used to be an Irish bar. So it was an Irish bar turned into comic book store, bar,
eatery. Classic arcade.
Yeah. And we're like, so how did this idea come? And it turns out it was the owner we were talking to. And he's like, well, I had a dream that I was in my parents' basement. Yep. And there was a bar and there was comic books for sale. And I was like, this is amazing. Then I went, because I actually ended up buying a book from there. And he's like, well, do you want to put that on your tab? And I'm like, oh my gosh, this place could really get me in trouble because I could just get drunk and just buy comic books.
And put them all on your tab.
Right. Yeah. Which, I mean, to be honest, I've never really been into comic books, but like the newer graphic novels, I am all into those. Were you ever actually into comic books, Bernard? Like, did you have comic books or?
Do you know what? Funny story. So, y'all, I grew up with a really conservative Dominican mama. I mean, real conservative.
You met her.
yeah. The woman that translated. Yeah, she's very conservative growing up. So, you know, like a lot of little kids, you know, I was really into comics. I was really into cartoons and stuff. And I used to watch X-Men. Eventually when I got a little bit older, I asked mom, I said, hey, mom, I want to go to the comic book store and get some comic books. And she was like, oh, absolutely not. We are not letting you read comic books of the world, is the way that she would put it. Instead, we are going to the Christian bookstore to see
Living Way.
Living Way Christian Bookstore on Terra. I think that's Terra. No, that's not Tower Boulevard. On Mount Zion Boulevard, and they used to have this show called Bible Man.
Oh.
The most elaborate, creative, like, thing that I've ever... I was like, Bible Man? Like, for real? His name? Like, y'all couldn't come up with nothing better than Bible Man? Like,
did they have a theme song?
You know what? They probably did, but I just don't remember. Like, I feel like I was force-fed Bible Man, and it was this guy, and he was in this purple armor, and, you know, and he had this cape, but he couldn't fly or anything. Like, he didn't have any powers. He just walked around, like, in a suit, you know, and he would, you know, and his power would come from the Bible. But anyway, I'm getting way off topic, because... Even though there was Bible Man who, you know, was, I couldn't tell nobody I was watching Bible Man if I wanted to get clowned at school.
Bible Man, you like hid it in your book bag.
Right.
And then like went to the bathroom and prayed for forgiveness. Because that's what I would have done. I would have been like sitting on the toilet like, oh my gosh, dear God, I'm so sorry. I'm just a child. I'm just.
Bible Man, what kind of Great Value superhero is that? Yo, no, I was.
What kind of Sara Lee?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine if Dedrick caught me with Bible Man? Oh my God, we had this friend. No. His name is. He's a comedian. Yo, he would have destroyed me in school.
Yeah.
But anyway, but even though there was Bible Man, there was also another series called Archangels that was like. It was really, 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 really dope. I think actually one of the animators from the Marvel Comics actually worked on some of those.
That sounds better.
Yeah. It was really dope. Like it made a lot more sense, and it just wasn't so elementary. Like I really liked it.
That would be like a superhero comic being like Superhero Man.
Yeah, is it like, bruh.
I guess there is Superman.
Wow.
That's different. Anyway.
Yeah, but Superman is like the original. Like, it's kind of, nah.
Yeah. We're not going to go there. This is not a comic book podcast.
Anyway.
It might be when we go back to my parents' basement and talk to the owner some more.
Shoot, I bet it would.
Yeah, so anyway, you guys, it's a really cool place. Let's, moving right along. Bible Man. I gotta see these comic books.
Oh my God. Yo, y'all go to YouTube, type in Bible Man, and I swear you will not be disappointed. I swear to you, you will not be disappointed. But yeah, but no, it was a cool evening, like overall, you know, making it out to Medlock Park, you know, making it out to my parents' basement. It's always funny saying that.
I know.
And then finding out that you know, talking to the owner, who we really struck up conversation with the most, you know, telling us about how he came across the idea, how it was a dream. Nobody wanted to fund him for 4 years. He had to convince people. And then finally, he was able to do it. And God bless his heart, got caught in the pandemic in year five. Like, but
I know, standing behind the bar in his place. I mean, it's a true tribute to local businesses, especially those restaurants out there who, mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally doing their best, like working like God only knows how many hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be an exaggeration if I said like 70 to 80 hour weeks. Anyone who's out there, like who is currently working in the restaurant industry, I know y'all know. It's intense, and you know, it's 6 years old, that place. And honestly, like it takes like 2 years to really, I think, get like a restaurant off of its feet and kind of develop who they are, like their personality or whatever. So hands down to them, we will see you soon in my parents' basement.
Oh yeah. I'm probably going back like tomorrow or something.
I know.
After work.
Oh my gosh, we could edit over there. It's really not a bad idea. Okay. So there's a lot of positives about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that we want to do in exploring these new places and doing these new things is, you know, a lot of times folks aren't just looking for one thing to do or one thing to see. You know, if you're going to be out in Atlanta, you're going to get in your car, you're going to drive, you're going to park, and you're going to want to make best use of your time. So this, what we did, I feel like this would be like it'd be a good outing to, it'd be a good thing to do with someone if you just wanted to do something a little more eclectic, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. outside of the traditional things, you know, if you want to get out and get some fresh air and you want to go for a walk and you're used to maybe hitting the Beltline or something and you want to go to a spot more intimate and have a certain kind of conversation and you want to, you know, put on your little explorer hat and venture out, not too far, because it's not, we didn't go very far into the woods. Let's be clear. Okay.
Right.
Let's be clear. All right. Ain't nobody trying to have no Blair Witch Project situation going on. All right. But it is close enough to where you can, you know, you can go out, walk around. It's not as crowded as like the Beltline. Obviously you don't have the views of the Beltline, but it's great for like, you know, if you want to just get in a walk and see some nice artwork. And then from there, if you want to relax and go get a drink, maybe cop yourself some comics, have some good food, because the burger at my parents' basement was banging. The pimento cheese toast was banging. The beer was banging.
Was it banging?
It was banging, you know, so depending on what type of outing you're trying to have, or you just want to get out the house and just do something different. I mean, check out Medlock Park, check out my parents' basement. Very dope spots.
But doing this, it really helped us realize that we really don't have to go that far to find something special. And then that's, you know, that's also another inspiration for these episodes coming up and the kind of this new direction that we're heading on. Is we really want to focus on what we have locally around us and tell you guys about all these lovely little local gyms.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we really plan on doing is just challenging ourselves to find more of these spots, you know? Some of the spots are, they could be right in our faces, and some we'll dig for, you know what I mean? But we hope to bring y'all along the way. And if y'all are ever in Atlanta, if you aren't right now, I know a lot of our listeners are in Atlanta, but if you aren't in Atlanta and you come visit and you want to check out some of these spots, I mean, you know, that's, please do, because Atlanta and the touristy areas and the places where everyone goes.
There's more to Atlanta than strip clubs and what? What's another one?
And Waffle House.
Yes! Yes! More to Atlanta than strip clubs and Waffle House. Y'all. But if you guys want us to go visit any of these, well, I was going to tell them, if you guys have any requests of places that you want us to go check out, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah, if y'all know of any good places, like, hit us up on our Instagram and be like, hey, you guys should totally check out this place and let me know what you think. Because I'm actually coming to visit Atlanta in a couple of months and I would like to know what it's like. Let us know. We will be your personal tour guides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, and yeah, and even outside, you know, but in the meantime, what we've done is, we got a nice little schedule that we've built out for ourselves here. I think we're really excited about some of these next spots we're going to check out and really excited to bring y'all along the way.
Yeah. So you guys tune in. I think in the next 2 weeks, we'll have another episode and we'll talk about our next adventure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Liz, where can they find us again?
They can find us on our Instagram page at @HeyYall_QueLoQue. You guys can also email us. We have an email address. We're so fancy. It's heyyallqueloque@gmail.com. You guys email us.
All right, this has been Hey Y'all QueLoQue with Bernard
and Elizabeth,
and we really appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming through. We can't wait to see y'all next time.